This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to our team interview where we are talking about our Just Cause project with Kayla and Kirsten. Today is about avoiding default perspectives, and we left off with Kirsten talking about how to get people prepared for pursuing a Just Cause, and we're going to pick up with Kayla talking about what she does best, which is having fun and formulating ideas. Please enjoy.
I think it was challenging and fun at the same time. You know, I also love the creative fluff, like the big picture type stuff. So to me, to let my imagination run wild is so much fun. And then more so to hear others and then, you know, be able to kind of formulate ideas and things with that from everyone else. So to me, I thought it was a lot of fun. And it was just, it's eye-opening. It's, you know, a thirst for wanting to learn and grow, and I think for everyone. So it's inspiring more so even than that, just to see how everybody was inspired and is already taking with it some of the process we've done or rethinking how they think about something. You know, so to me, I loved it.
Did you find it hard to get out of, you know, your default perspectives?
Sometimes, yeah. I did. And then I found that it is hard sometimes to get out of it, or sometimes I just need my extra time to resonate in it ahead of time so that I've, you know, I'm okay moving into more of a formulated actual different thought that or a different perspective that I hadn't really considered. You know, and sometimes it is hard just in general. You know, when someone says, no, that's, you think you get this great idea and you want to share it. And then they're like, nope. You're like, okay, well, all right, back to the drawing board. Maybe let me see why, you know, and to rethink about it. But it again, I think goes back to that, like the vulnerability and the trust of our team, you know, and being willing to throw out any ideas and know that once someone challenges or says, nope, that's not what we're thinking. And it's okay to just be like, okay, yeah, I can see how come that doesn't fit. All right.
It is challenging because I think the hardest part about this whole project is the way that we think about how we kind of identify what we do, right? And getting ourselves away from the limitations of just focusing on exactly what we currently do, or even variances of what we currently do, to thinking of something much, much grander than that, much, much bigger than that. And it was challenging because we as a group had a tendency to go back down the, this is what I do, and this would be nice if we could add this feature. And it was like, no, we're not talking about the features. We're not talking about what you do. We're talking about the bigger picture of where we're going and the broader characteristics of the issues that are around, you know, that journey, you know, like what's keeping people from getting there, basically. And how do we unlock that? And then the other thing that I thought was interesting is one of the things where I think I deviate from Simon's work a little bit, and I don't necessarily agree with him, is and I'm not sure if he does it because it's just kind of the way that he tries to make it conceptual for people, but I also see it as you have employees and you have customers at the ground floor of every business. That's the foundation, right? The employees and the customers. It's not the employees or the customers. And it seems like we have this for or against mentality with employees and customers. And my experience is if the customer is always right and it's always about the customers, the employees are going to be pretty unhappy. And if the employees are always right and you're always going to take the side of the employees over the customers are going to be pretty unhappy. And in reality, we did a whole episode on it where I likened it to like having two children. Like you have two children, you love them equally. You need to take care of them equally. And I really haven't gotten a good argument of why we shouldn't do that. Why we shouldn't look at customers and employees as equal parts of the same equation, like equally important. If we don't take care of our employees, nobody's going to take care of our customers. If we don't take care of our customers, we won't have any customers and therefore we won't need any employees. It's like, you need them both, and you need them both to be happy and strong and healthy. And so, like, one of the things that we were working on, this is trying to get out of the idea that we're trying to set a group, like, okay, this is just about the community, or this is just about, you know, certain types of clients, versus this is about lives, and this is about, like, every life that we come in contact with, and how we can improve those lives. And if we improve those lives, we're probably doing things that are in really good interest of our employees, and we're doing good things that are in really good interest of our clients. So it's, these ideas are just very, very complicated, I guess, is my long-winded point. You're putting one really sophisticated concept over another as far as business goes. None of this shows up on a spreadsheet anyway. There's no spreadsheet that shows you this stuff.